This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the items that could come up again next year for lawmakers.
One of the things that I wanted to put an end to in the state this year was illegal gaming.
Missouri abortion bill is an extreme and egregious piece of legislation that puts women's health and lives at risk.
Pre-filed legislation received bill numbers for the 2020 legislative session this week. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says he wants to see an end to illegal gaming in Missouri.
Obviously, I think it was a mechanism that would probably make people have to determine whether they want to operate legally or illegally.
He adds other members' priorities went unresolved this year.
There was a mechanical contractor's bill that didn't get done. We had advanced practice nursing. There were a lot of things that people put a lot of effort into.
With 518 Missouri Senate bills alone filed this year, Senator Schatz says this is to be expected.
There's always something that didn't get done. Again, that happens and it occurs.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rowden of Columbia says the upper chamber did not move on House Joint Resolution 48 this year. This resolution proposed constitutional amendments regulating the legislature to limit the influence of partisan or other special interests.
We still have an opportunity to take action on that next year if that's something we choose to do, so there wasn't a drop-dead urgency as far as a deadline.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says there may still be plans to undo House Bill 126, which relates to abortion.
It's unconstitutional, it's dangerous, and it is outrageous that it has no exemptions for victims of human trafficking, rape, or incest.
She adds this measure could have shut down the final weeks of this year's regular legislative session.
Sometimes we lose sight of the entire subject matter that we're talking about, and we're so worried about procedural process in this chamber and the people that surround us. That just takes away from what we're talking about.
Senator Walsh believes it is better to negotiate than to have a standoff.
It was very emotional, and it was a tough issue for both sides, and I am really proud of the work that my entire caucus did. Sitting at a table like that all day when you don't agree with folks is difficult to do.
Senator Scott Siffin of Afton says there are some misconceptions about what happened on the night House Bill 126 was approved.
Had they not recessed, you better believe that we were going to hold the floor until we were to a place where they were either going to PQ us or we were prepared to move forward on a vote.
The second regular session of the 100th General Assembly will start on Wednesday, January 8th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.